Evening, everyone. I've just come outside to monitor the level of something that's going on. I don't know whether it's at the school or in someone else's house. And it's gone a bit quieter at the moment, but it's 11:26 p.m. and it was really loud earlier. It was bloody ridiculous, actually. Luckily, we sleep at the front, so we don't really hear it. But we're not in bed anyway. We're having a late dinner because we're Obi suggested we did a boo because before we went out last time, we had a bit of a ding dong. So the atmosphere, you can cut it with a knife, as I suspect you heard on audio boo. But it's all water under the bridge now. It was nothing anyway. It was just one of those things. Wasn't it, Divi? Divi?
Huh?
I said we had a bit of a ding-dong, but it wasn't anything serious, it was just one of those things.
Well, you're not able to know, right? I'm just reading the instruction, I'm just roped in.
We're only just having our, well, we've only just decided to do our dinner, which is going to be quick. It's Chinese stir-fry.
The rib says if you're in the microwave, it's going to be 8 to 7 minutes, but if you do it on the oven, it'll be 60 minutes, an hour.
You might as well do it in the microwave then, because it's so late. Okay. And also, the other rest of it doesn't take an hour.
Microwave, right? It says, from frozen buckets, we go, okay, so remove sleeve and pierce pouch.
Yeah, should let me have a look.
This is the cupboard, right?
Let's have a look at this. Okay, you've removed the sleeve, you've just got to pierce that.
What was the cut on the sleeve?
Yeah.
Pierce it with a fork or something.
Yeah. And put it on a plate.
So, pierce pouch, place on a non-metallic plate. Shake well every 2 minutes and continue cooking.
How long for? 8 minutes?
Allow to stand for 1 minute. Stir so thoroughly by gently shaking pouch. Take care when opening pouch. Oh boy. This is too complicated at this time of day.
We can do it in the oven if you want, but it's going to take ages. So, okay, you pierce it and put it on a plate.
How many times?
That's probably enough. Do it down, no, you better not do it on the other side, otherwise it's a leak. That'll do.
It's not working any cause
in it. When you push it down harder.
Okay. Oh, yeah. That's a spirit. It's like I'm stabbing flesh.
Shut up! Thing to say. Well, you are. Pork flesh. Alright, that'll do. I'll put that in the sink now, because you don't...
The
fork. I don't really need that anymore.
Okay, shall I put it on a ceramic plate, right?
Huh? Put it on one of those plates, yeah.
No, it says... shake for every 2 minutes.
So, you just put it on for 2 minutes... Then when it stops, I can shake it. I don't know, it's going to be difficult to shake it when it's so hot, but we might be able to get hold of the edge of it.
I'll turn it on right now. Let me get to the prompt and all that cooking. I think what we need here is just two saucepans, do you agree?
Yeah. One for the noodles, the rice noodles, and one for the vegetables and the prawns.
And then when the vegetables cooking halfway...
Put the prawns in.
So add the prawns in.
And add the sauce.
It should be like 5 minutes.
Yeah, it shouldn't take long at all. The noodles only take about 3 minutes, don't they?
Yeah. Well, you know, before you get hot and all that, it's gonna. Okay,
agree.
I love you, darling.
I love you too, darling. That was my foot on the floor, by the way, everyone. My bare foot.
I don't believe you.
It was, listen.
Oh, stop it, you're letting more out.
It's my foot, you arsehole.
Tell them that was my fault.
No, it wasn't your fault, it was mine.
Don't be like this.
Okay, it was both our fault, because we were both being arseholes, weren't we?
That was my fault, you know that, right? No.
It wasn't your fault, darling. We were both to blame.
The honest truth is. It was my fault.
It wasn't, Divi.
But there's no smoke without fire.
Exactly. If you think it's your fault, then you had reason to be grumpy.
Okay, I'm going to put the shit on now.
I think they've turned the music down a bit.
One nigger, right, somebody right now.
Here we go.
I'm trying to use it already. Can I just talk freely?
Well, try not to say that word if you can help it, but
I will try. Is this person I used to know in the university? You know, just like I said, pum pum, I remember this person. You know, his nickname, what everybody calls him, is Pim Pim. Pim Pim was like, Pim Pim was like when you hit the horn of a car.
Yeah, well, don't even remind me of cars.
What?
After today.
Oh, yeah, I was in that shit.
Anyway, yeah, so what they call? Why did they call him Pim Pim?
I don't know why they call him that, but that nigga smokes. Oh, that man. Smokes.
That bloke.
A bloke. He smokes weed like no other person I know that smokes weed.
Oh, that sounds good. Like you know so many that smoke weed.
Yeah, you see some people around.
I know. I'm only joking, darling.
You know,
because you don't, do you?
No, of course not. You know, he smokes weed. He doesn't buy. You know, they buy it in little wraps like that. He buys a bunch of it.
He must have money, more money than sense, mustn't he?
It's not so expensive when you in the ghetto when you buy a bunch of it. It's not so expensive. He buys a big bunch of it and then he just gets the Rizzler. And he ties it, he could tie like 50 rubber, just keep him. And just keep smoking the hell, you go to his house, you see like 20 something left. What's up, man? I've been smoking all day, how you doing? Pim Pim, are you alright? Hey, I'm alright, nigga. What's up with you? Like, you having a good day? I'm having a good day, as you can see.
Like the other man in Ondo, you remember? Daybreak in Africa. Yeah,
Daybreak in Africa, you want smoke skunk?
It's Daybreak in Africa. When are Nigeria playing?
No, I don't watch football.
I know you don't watch football, but surely some of your friends on Facebook have been going on about it, haven't they? I expect mine have, some of my Nigerian friends, but I haven't been on Facebook.
They don't talk to me about it. They go like, oh, leave that nigga. They don't watch football.
I know, but they're not. They might just put it on their status.
Okay. I forgot how to do this, Dan. Remind me. I'll put oil over
there. Put oil in both the pans. Don't put too much, just put a little bit. Wait, get it hot. You can. The rice noodles have got instructions on.
Yeah.
I think something's bitten my leg. I don't know what it is. Ants or something.
It's 15 and a half, but it's a lot better to be talking to you, darling.
I know. We've not been talking most of the day, and it's been really horrible, hasn't it, darling?
Beautiful.
I've been trying to talk to him, but he wouldn't talk to me.
Really?
Yeah.
You're lying, asshole.
I'm not lying. You wouldn't talk to me properly.
You don't want to go to heaven. You're lying on
that. No, I'm not lying. You know that's true. But then it's because I raised my voice in the morning. That's why he wasn't talking to me.
Well, go to details.
Well, I'm just saying it's not... Because otherwise, I don't want people to think they're just talking to me, not talking to me for no reason.
Cause I'm horrible.
Yeah.
Clap your hands and leave you feel.
That was on in the car today.
Yeah, that was on the car.
Trying to find heart, 12 plus 6. That's not it. It's bit me all up my leg.
What time was it?
Oh, no idea. Oh, it's gone it's back quarter to 12, I think.
Really?
Yeah. You haven't got to get up anymore, have you? Ronan's not here. He's gone to his dad's because it's Father's Day.
Is it today?
No, it's Sunday.
It's Sunday for 2, right?
Yeah. Father's coming home on Sunday, but I don't know what time. I haven't got a clue of his travel arrangements. I did ask on Facebook, but he didn't answer me yet. He probably doesn't want to discuss the matter. Or I'll come and sort of come over. Well, the weather's okay, but...
Where are you going to, darling?
I've done. There's some very interesting looking titles, but I haven't even had a chance to listen to them any of them yet.
Well, what a chance,
but my phone was upstairs. I'm just going to follow this washing up.
You don't want to go past the
Shinka. The big bad. The Shinka was playing his car racing. Weren't you?
Yeah.
I'm just going to fold up these clothes and take them upstairs. Oh, this isn't the right station.
Is that my stuff?
Huh?
It's my boxers, right?
Yeah, I'm just folding all the stuff up.
What's it for?
Huh?
What's it for? I was still hiding
it. It's like, yeah, it's over there.
Alright.
It was his idea to do audio book, by the way. Wasn't it, Gibby?
No. Honestly.
Oh, this is it or not?
Toof Toof.
Where is Toof Toof?
Sure.
Oh! How are you doing, Gibby? Got a bit too hot.
Huh?
Maybe that got a little bit too hot.
Yeah.
Oh, fine. Okay. It's a confession of service tonight. Maybe it's this. It sounds really shitty.
This baby cock, can you eat it raw?
Yeah, I think so. There's water chestnuts, but we can have them tomorrow.
That's about the best stuff for tomorrow.
Yeah. I can't find art. That might be it. I don't know.
That song reminds me of a movie called House Party. You know House Party?
I've heard of it. I don't think this is the right station either. I don't, the reception on there is really bad tonight. I don't look through the weather. They said we might get some thunderstorms, but we never seem to get them. Unfortunately, everyone else has them. We had one clap of thunder the other day, didn't we?
What?
One clap of thunder.
Yeah, you told me about it once.
I don't know where you were. You were here, I think. You might have heard from the TV.
Darling?
Yeah?
Tomorrow, by this time.
We'll be at work again.
Oh.
I'm not looking forward to that much.
I'm looking forward to the morning, but I'm looking forward to the work, I tell you.
I hope they don't ask you to work Monday as well. You know you have to iron these jeans. Because when you took them out the dryer, look at the state of them, you know you need to fold them up. Look at them.
Don't worry about it, I'll worry about
that. Darling, you look like a tramp.
What am I?
You're not one. I don't want to go around looking like a hobo, do you?
Like a what?
A hobo. Nigerian hobo.
Jiggly my nigga.
Ahem.
Oh boy.
Oh boy. Behave yourself, dearie.
You're buying me off jiggly now, you're doing it right?
Yes, I know, you are good. I think you better ring Jiggly.
The dog's key.
I think you better hide. Be wondering where you've gone. Are all your socks the same? Are they all matching? Because if they are, I'll pair them up. If they're not, then I won't.
Or if I pair them up, it's too...
You might not notice if you're wearing...
Too nice.
I've only found one so far.
Yeah, I've put two pairs in there.
I've only found one sock.
There you go.
Oh, here they are.
So good talking to you.
I know, darling. So good talking to you too. Now, I can't seem to find it. I'm stuck at the moment. I hope Niall hasn't gone off with it. Thank you.
No, you've got a tea there, right?
Yeah, I'll have a tea there.
Everyone know you know that.
Can you put pop on it up to the other side, please, down there?
Which side?
The other side.
Just
away from the microwave. I'm going to get that one
there.
I'm going to
seem
to be missing a sock.
A sock?
Yeah.
Which one here?
Oh.
Which one here? I'm going to touch the one. I know, don't worry about it. I'll do what you tell. What about it then? I'll go.
Oh, it's okay. That can get off, yeah.
Are you finding it?
These are even worse. Look,
we've got
the
net.
Don't
worry about that.
I think when you put your legs in, they might stretch the
freezer. The one I wore this morning, I just had to put my legs in and. Oh, wait, can I take my shit?
Yeah.
Now, where's
my dress?
I've
got the belt.
It's to your right. That's it.
I'm just going to take this up there. I'll
be back in.
Little shape
of your
tail.
Bodyguard, following you all the way now. All the windows are closed.
I know, I hope you don't now, but it doesn't make any difference anyway. It's just really hot.
You said the Chinese stir fry goes with the noodles, right?
Yes, yes. What's that on the floor? A corn?
Well, I think one of the vegetables, I think you fill up that.
Spring onion.
And then pick it up.
I thought you'd given it to Tooth and he just didn't eat it.
No, that'd be old.
He would never eat that.
It's got to be meat, right?
Yeah. Or crisps, something like
that. Can you help me shake that? Right,
yeah.
Careful, it's hot. You can use a batoa or something.
No, you can get hold of it. I'm just going to get the plate out. Like that, you think that's how I need to shake it?
Yeah.
You can get hold of the edge
if
it's not that hot. You think that's enough?
Yeah, can you hold your body on the other side and shake it so it gets into it? It's the other side. That's alright, that's alright.
I'll put the holes at the top coming out so the steam can come out.
Yeah.
I'll put it on for another 2 minutes now.
That's four, right?
Yeah. It will be. I've got staples. That's not the right station.
It's not. I didn't feel that.
Oh, it doesn't matter. It won't come. Yeah, just make a bit of extra juice, won't it?
It'll dry up in the pan, but I won't fry it dry. On the black bean thing, right?
Yeah.
Back off, Toof-Toof.
Toof-Toof, you've had yours in a long time, darling.
I think that's worse than me.
No, darling. No one's worse than you.
I've seen my boss. I've doffed my heart to you, Toof-Toof.
Toof-Toof.
You're the boss.
Toof-Toof, who's the boss?
That black bean smells awful.
Does it?
Mm.
It should be okay. What does it smell like?
I don't want to know.
I wonder where Big Chief Wakaboo is.
I told you he was in there having dinner.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Where's the other two evils? I don't know where they are.
Took a while, Garrus. Committing something evil, right? What to do?
I don't know where they are. I haven't seen them since I let them out this morning.
What? I think I saw evil Ricky today. When I was coming from work today. I saw Ricky under the house. The house was after six, after the new neighbors. After that one, the next one, under all the cars.
I wish he wouldn't go under the cars. I don't like it when they do that.
Can you do it?
Do you think that's about 2 minutes?
No, I'll do it. Move it forward. Okay. You got it.
I was nearly right, wasn't I?
Huh?
I was nearly right.
Yeah, well, just... You are your, well, 2 minutes, I think I've just been too perfect, that's all. Yeah, I'm saying. It was 2 minutes.
I think it's about judging, isn't it? Where the arrow's pointing, you know?
Yeah. This prawn water is making it look shiny.
Why? What colour was it?
You can see the water in there boiling inside. See how it's
there? Well, reduce it, turn it down.
Yeah?
And then hopefully it'll drain it.
Or should I sieve it out?
Well, have you put the sauce in?
Yeah.
You can't sieve it out if you put the sauce in, can you?
Well, that's true. I don't know what
if you hadn't put the sauce in, you could have done it, sieved it out. What does it taste like?
I haven't tasted. You want to try it?
No. You first.
Why? So I can die first?
No, you're going to die from it. Turn it down a bit and just... It might reduce, you know what I mean? It might evaporate.
Come on. There you go.
What are you
doing? What are you doing?
What? Oh. It's all safe night. Is it peppery?
Yeah. Nice.
I love those
corns.
Why don't you like them?
I don't hate them, but it's not really my thing, see?
I put anything shopping, see? That's quite strong, that's all. Nice.
No,
it's only got 2 more minutes
after
it's finished, you know, hasn't it?
Yeah, I don't know how old Derek is, but I'll start twisting the sauce.
You've got to just get a plate, dish your food out on a plate.
Yeah.
And then you just have to cut it across the top, cut it, and then just tip the sachet out on the top.
Oh. I'm thinking about you, the water and you. How you do it?
Oh.
Yeah, fine. We didn't stop with this, right?
Mm-hmm.
You do realize that we didn't stop with the corn, right?
We didn't what?
We didn't stop with the corn.
The stop?
Mm.
Yeah. Nice. Oh, I'm going to shake them again. Where's the tea towel? I think I might need a tea towel at the time.
Yeah, go follow them. Just follow them. That's it.
Okay.
Everything's all in there just for this, water in here.
Well, it'll be alright, won't it?
Yeah, it'll be alright.
You could just spoon it out of the.
I think I'll leave mine inside.
I'll leave mine inside.
What do you call the other thing in the corner?
The orange too. Yeah. Oh no!
What?
Well, I thought they tipped out then.
No.
What are you eating then? You've not spat it in the bin, have you?
No.
What did you just put in the bin?
The tip of it.
Oh, okay.
It's like a stock.
Okay, I'll let you off then.
Huh?
I'll let you off then.
Alright.
Have I put that on for the proper 2 minutes?
I don't have a look. Yeah, beautiful.
Who needs braille on the microwave? Not me.
That's what I was really. Choose something else. You didn't get the audible, right?
I didn't actually get the crashing audible.
Why are you turning it off? Tell me.
I turned it off because when we came out of the vet, I turned it off a long time. When I came out, as soon as I'd seen the vet, we came back into the waiting room, I turned it off. And then I turned it back on after the accident happened because there was something else to say. We've just had an accident. I feel sorry for that, the driver, because it's his livelihood. You see what I mean?
Mm.
He was on the phone to the boss of the firm that's Taz at home saying, "Oh, Taz, I've had a car run into me."
The woman's at fault, and she was trying to run away quickly.
I know.
When it happened, she quickly changed position. She moved the car away. You know, he wanted to come down and snap the picture of it like that.
Yeah.
But she quickly drove off and parked.
What a bitch.
Different position. And then, a different woman came from nowhere.
A woman or a man?
A woman.
Yeah.
So I was talking to him and said, she was telling the car what to say.
He was what? Telling her what to say?
Mm. Only policeman came.
See what I mean? You know. if the insurance company ring us to be a witness, to tell them what happened. I can't see how they can ever say that he's in the wrong, because we weren't moving. We didn't kind of gone into her, can we?
Well, what happened is, that place called Quick Fix.
Yeah. Was she coming out of Quick Fix?
Yeah, that's what she was coming out of. You didn't know that, right?
No, I didn't know. I didn't know what was going on.
She wasn't Quick Fix, coming out of Quick Fix.
Was she coming forward or reversing?
She was coming forward.
Yeah.
She was trying to come out of the Quick Fix.
Forward.
Yeah. Now, I feel like maybe her brakes were bad, or maybe they often repairing the Quick Fix or something.
Yeah.
Maybe it was faulty, or she's a learner. Because nigga wasn't moving.
I know. Well, why weren't, well, Well, we stopped waiting for her to come out.
Exactly, we stopped for her to come out and run into us.
It's just as well we did stop, because she might run into the side of us otherwise. But the thing is, he was saying, all I know is we were stopped.
And yeah, and he was saying, oh, look, what's wrong with Lily?
What's wrong with her? She doesn't know what she's doing. Look at her. And then the next thing, bang!
Bye. Because she dropped next to us like this. She hasn't hit us yet. Just in front of us like this. And that was when he was complaining. And I said, he ran for her and hit us dead.
How could she do that?
That's what I said. He's not a break with, but she's a learner.
But if she's a learner, she should have an L plate on the front and back. And she shouldn't be in the car on her own.
I think it's 6 minutes now, right? Or was it 8 minutes now?
I think that's 8 minutes now.
Really?
Yeah, she shouldn't have been in, if you're a learner, you can't.
Sure, no, this is not six, right?
No, it's not six. Do it another two if you want. Don't believe me?
No, if you say that,
right.
No, you're joking. Take care when opening the products. Well,
mind that in case the steam comes out. Most of it should have come through the holes, but. You're funny on
again. No, I made a mistake. I just leave it for one minute to stand, and I opened it, so I'm just putting it for a few seconds and leave it there. See what I'm saying? To retain the heat up and let it escape. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, so I don't know. I wonder what's going to happen about that now. I hope he gets his insurance payment.
Right from the word go, I knew he was an NNG digger, see what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I knew he was as well.
I knew right from the word go, but...
I think he's taken me before, but he's not one of the ones like the Nigerians I know. You know, like Rockhead, or what is it you call him? Rockhead?
Or Rockhead.
Ironhead. What's his name? Tyo.
Tyo,
yeah. Him, yeah. And there's about three of them. He's the one I know the least, because he started asking me how much they charge for the dog. And I heard the man on the other end say £2. He was a stupid old fart. Because they don't charge for guide dogs at all, and they know that. I mean, I'm not saying all the drivers know, because they probably don't, but the people at the office know. And I heard him, it didn't come out because it was an audio book, but it didn't come out loud. But I could hear him on the phone, it was £2. And that's what I said, stop, it's free.
Yeah, you can tell him that. Right from the word go, I wasn't really feeling the man, see what I'm saying? It wasn't my kind of, even though it was from NIG, it wasn't my kind of figure, see what I'm saying? I could tell right now that this is not, if you, the way I saw him is like, if you got in trouble, he wouldn't be willing to help you. That's the kind of personality I saw him. Before we left the house.
Yeah, I
know what you mean. Before the accident happened. Look at him calling and saying, how much you charge for the
Well, I suppose he didn't know. I can't hold that against him. The one I hold it against is the one...
NIG is my place. I know them.
I know
the ones that will stick out their neck for you and I will die for this man. I know the ones that would leave you in deep shit.
I know he probably thought he was going to make a bit of extra money out of us, and then he was probably disappointed when he couldn't. But the thing is, it was not him that I took issue over. It was the other man at the control office, and he's a white English bloke. We must know that he's a silly old fart. He's an oldish bloke. Who should know the rules by now.
First of all, you know how black nigga, Bob, you see what I'm saying? People around, yeah, when they see him, he's friendly and all that. He wasn't friendly to be fair, but he didn't even. You see what I'm saying? Even though I wasn't talking to him, I didn't see that. I know the people are with, I know them. You
not
see
like
what I'm saying?
The other one. Right.
Even though I was in the Bible, he was trying to talk to me. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, why from the God go? I knew this man is not. That's why I wasn't willing to even be a witness to him.
He tried to be friendly. I don't know about that, darling. It's his livelihood.
What have I done? I haven't found
something. If they call you, please be one. Because, you know.
I didn't see what happened to you.
No one's going to take my word for it, are they? Really? I mean,
What did he ask for that? What did Ronan say?
He said he thought he wasn't sure if she was rolling or what. I mean, all I know is we were stationary, and he said, well, look at her, what she's doing, she doesn't know what she's doing. And then we were hit.
That nigga won't stick up for someone, you see what I'm saying? I don't think it's one to stick up for.
I know, but that doesn't mean to say that we shouldn't stick up for him. Because two wrongs don't make a right, do they?
Two wrongs. You know what two wrongs make?
What?
Something better than the rights. Take a wide guess.
No, they don't. They don't make a right.
Two wrongs cause a war.
Exactly. Two wrongs cause a war.
They know what war leads to.
Who wants a war? Not me.
A...
I just feel bad for him because she's probably, she might be incapacitated without a car and maybe she can't get to work, but she can go to work on a bus. But I don't know, unless he gets a complimentary car or something like that, that's his livelihood.
I'm not saying that, you know, if he comes with us, I'll stick up for him, you know that, right?
Yeah. If he comes to it, you will stick up for him, I know.
You don't want much, do you?
No, not this time of night.
There's still a bit of noodles left and shit left there, so if you want some more.
I don't think I want any shit, man.
This is hot, man. Honestly.
That's my phone.
This wall, the wall is a very interesting place to live in, I tell you.
We don't know anywhere else, do we?
Think about all the whole day going like that and they're very shitty and just this few minutes we're talking now is so beautiful, see?
Well, it was Friday the 13th and then we had can you believe that we actually had an accident on Friday the
13th? I didn't know what was the accident, bad luck. I just had I was fine. What are you going on about Friday the 13th?
Friday the 13th.
It's meant to be a
little
bad.
Even the vet said, he's a brave dog coming to the vet on Friday the 13th.
Is that what you always said?
Yes.
What's the story behind that Friday the 13th?
I don't know. It's like, what's the story of walking under a ladder? Well, the things with walking under a ladder and stuff like that, you can kind of see why that might be bad luck, because something could drop on your head. But, there's other things.
Oh, boy.
Like if a black cat crosses your path, well, that happens all the time to me.
Is it bad luck?
Huh?
Is it bad luck?
I don't know if it's... Some say a black cat's good luck. I think if it crosses your path, if it walks across you, it's meant to be bad luck. Well, I've got three black cats, and they must do that to me all the time. No wonder I'm in the shitty situation I'm in.
You're not
supposed to cross on the stairs.
I remember you telling me that.
Roland refuses. If I'm coming downstairs and he's coming back, he makes me go back up the stairs so that we don't pass. He won't even let me turn the other way so he can go past my back. He makes me go back up the stairs.
What do you want? We want a spoon, fork, knife?
A spoon, fork, please. Where's my phone, Debbie?
Yes, on the walk to order. So you want spoon and fork, that's what you want, spoon and fork.
How much battery have I got left?
I don't know.
Is the screen off?
No. I think it's still recording, 21 minutes now.
Okay.
That's quick.
Right, folks, we're going to go and eat our dinner now.
Yeah, I'm going to eat out for dinner.
Yes.
You're going to be tasty. I'm going to put some sauce on. Tomato over you.
Go away.
How your sharp nose?
Well, your flat one.
No, you can't eat that. It's flat, see?
I can't eat your flat. His nose is so wide, it's a Mercedes Benz. And mine's so pointed. White people's noses are so pointed we could stab somebody. It's not just mine, is it, darling?
No.
Okay. Let's just clear that
up. No white niggas.
Shut up! Slap, slap, slap. Anyway, good night, audio boo. I'm just going to see what the music's doing out the back. You've got a flat nose. Not all black people have got a nose as flat as yours, have they? Oh, I don't know. I've never felt another black person's nose, to be honest.
Anyone else put a fork in your hand?
Yeah, I've got my spoon and fork. I'm just going to see if the music stopped. It hasn't. It's not that loud. I can just hear the beat of it. Are you cold, darling? Yeah.
No, are you?
Not really. I'll leave the door open for a while. Anyway, audio boo, I will see you anon.